You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And hello, Adam. To London we go. The Syrian crisis, gosh, it just doesn't end. And now there's a response to the use of chemical weapons once again.
Yes. Morning, Bongani. It looks like there is agreement between certainly three of the major players in all of this, the United States, France, and the United Kingdom. But at the UN Security Council, it was a stormy old session because Russia is absolutely not in favor of any action taken. We've seen those pictures. I mean, they're horrifying pictures of kids screaming with apparently chemical substances on them and breathing in all sorts of things. And it feels like we can't just stand by and let that happen. But on the other hand, Russia is talking about Washington having to bear responsibility and warning against a military response. And the trouble is, it might in theory be an arm's length. We'll just go for Syria's chemical stockpiles. But what if those stockpiles turn out to be at a Russian airbase? And think of those other limited military actions, excuse me, in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Bosnia, Libya. I mean, these things are quagmires, and on the one hand, can we stand by? On the other hand, can we get stuck in?
It seems a long time since Barack Obama's red line, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And talking of Russia, Julia Skripal is now out of hospital.
Yeah, she is. A remarkable turnaround. 5.5 weeks ago or so, when Julia Skripal and her father were attacked with this nerve agent, or so we believe anyway, in Salisbury in Wiltshire. And there were experts and friends of the family suggesting they may never recover, may never actually be conscious again. And yet here she is. She's walked out of hospital. I mean, she's not 100%. She still needs some treatment. But this is a testament, possibly, to the brilliant treatment she's had in the hospital. They may have done all the right things, but also maybe a reassessment of the chemicals that were used. But interesting what happens next, because the hospital saying they believe Sergei Skripal, the father, he's considerably older, of course, that he's also likely to be discharged from hospital at some point. Will they then disappear off to a new life and new identities somewhere else in the world? The popular thought is maybe they would end up in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, maybe the United States. The Russian embassy has already attacked this solution, suggesting that would be an illegal abduction. And why don't they have access to these Russian citizens? Russia's making a lot of noise at the moment, isn't it?
About all sorts of things. And the world's oldest person recorded in Japan.
Yeah, I hadn't realized this happened, but apparently if you get to be the world's oldest person recognized by the Guinness Book of Records, they turn up on your doorstep and give you a certificate, which feels a little bit like the kiss of death, because there's only one way forward from there. But anyway, it's happened with Masazo Nonaka, a Japanese gentleman who's now reached the grand old age of 112 years and 259 days. He's now certified to be the oldest man alive, born in 1905, for goodness sake. So they turned up and gave him the certificate, and of course, naturally, everyone wants to know the secret to his long life and why he's very nearly 113. Well, how's this? He likes to read a newspaper on a daily basis. Sadly, he didn't mention the radio, but I'm sure it's there somewhere. Anyway, otherwise, he said he likes to watch samurai films and sumo wrestling and eats large amounts of cake and sweets. Yeah, take that to your doctor and see what they say.
long live, as they say. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from at LostFox87 on Twitter, asking, what is time? Who knows what time it was when the first clock was made? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Professor Lerato de Lu, an astrophysicist at UNISA.
Well, in physics, we think of time as a basic or primary concept. And by this, what we mean is that time is not dependent on anything else. It's a primary and basic concept. Now, time is also generally understood in terms of how it's measured. So this question about who knew about when the first second was, when clocks were made, this was just an agreed thing that, okay, we will now say at this particular time, our measurement start for everybody, and it's synchronized.
Okay, congratulations then to Lost Fox 87 for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.